Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
Five habits that will stop you making more money. Now, you won't realize you'll be doing these things, but if you keep doing them, you are going to blunt your ability to move forward financially. Now, if you're watching this channel, I know you want to get more clients, get more leads. You want to improve the quality of your life so you can live your life on your own terms, which also means you need to start thinking about how you can make more money. A lot of coaches have such a poor relationship with money. They don't value money, but you want more income. So as I go through these five, I just want you to comment below, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and let me know which one is impacting you the most. So the first one I'm going to focus on is that you're focusing so much on your client's progression, but you're not focusing on your business data. The first thing that I look at in the morning is our data, our sales, our revenue, our conversations, analyzing our forecasts. I look at everything in the morning to see if we're moving forward aligned with where we want to get to. But what you do first thing in the morning, or even throughout the day, is you're constantly focusing on your client's progression. This is important. Your client's progression is very, very important, but you focus on the client. You focus on your service. You miss out the key financial data, the key data of your business that will show you whether or not you're moving forward, standing still, or going backwards. It's a habit that needs to change. Look at your day, audit yourself, and say, okay, you see, a habit is something that you can change. It's a habitual thing that you do consistently every day, every month, that is determining the outcome of something. So you need to change something. I need you to be more aware of the habit that is in place. Something that completely changed the game for me was waking up intentionally and looking at the thing that I want to see the most progress in. That was my data. And initially, when you start doing it, it's quite challenging because it takes time to change a habit. But you must start prioritizing the company's figures and data. And then once you've done that, then you move on to the client and the service. It's an intentional process that starts off your day or your week with looking at what numbers determine your success. As a result of that, what you focus the most on grows. So if you focus on your revenue and your targets and your data, it'll grow because you start to look at it more habitually. The second thing, and this is a habit, is you keep your price the same. No matter how many people advise you that you need to be charging more, you need to be pushing your prices up, you just habitually, every time you get on a call, you stick at the same price point. What is this doing? Your self-worth needs to grow. In order for you to make more money, you need to see value in yourself. When you consistently charge more, aligned with your knowledge, skill, and expertise, which will lead me nicely on to the next point, your self-worth grows, your confidence grows, your ability to go out and speak to more people grows. And when you speak to more people, you have more opportunities for sales calls. And that intention to charge your worth then places an intention to want more of that feeling. And then when you want more of that feeling, you go in search of the thing that brings more feeling, which is sales. And then when you start to look at the sales coming in, you start to be able to adjust the data and say, wow, now I enjoy the feeling of charging my worth. And then other people are referring to me because of my worth. And then I'm getting more sales calls. I'm getting more clients. So simply by waking up in the morning and prioritizing your data, you focus on the thing that you want to grow the most. The second thing is actually looking at your pricing structure and saying, I deserve more. And it's a habit. You get onto the call and you just charge the same every single time. To break the habit, you go onto a call and you do this. I don't need this next call. I don't need this next client. I'm going to charge them my worth. If you're charging $300 a month, if you're charging it up front, we'll talk about that in a second. But You put your price at £50 a month. You put your price at £5 or £10 an hour as a personal trainer, and you present that. And that becomes the new thing. But until you change the habit of always charging the same, you'll always charge the same. Self-worth goes up, you charge more. And then as a result, that snowballs into making more money. The next thing is spending all your time with people that aren't progressing. It's a habit. It almost goes alongside with keeping your prices the same. You see, you're never going to grow unless you start spending your time in networks of people that are growing. Of course, you have your friends' network, but the habit of always defaulting back to people the same or beneath you keeps you in your comfort zone. You get to the weekend, you get to the week, look, I'm just going to reach out to my friends. I'm just going to hang out with my friends. The time that you spend every single week with people who are the same or more than you or growing, that's an intentional habit that you have to get into. Consciously and intentionally being around people that are growing. In changing your networks, it'll start to make you realize that the habits that these people have are intentional around money and revenue collection. You want to make more money, you need to spend more time talking to people about money. Therefore, the habit that you fall into is spending more time with your friends as opposed to the habit of actually trying to network with people that are in a higher position than you so you can learn from them and you can grow. You see, the comfort habits that you do, we always try and default to easy. But if you would like to grow your money, the person that you are today needs to be different tomorrow. So we look at prioritizing data. We look at charging more as a habit. It becomes a habit. It's something you focus on. We look to spending more time with people that are growing. And these are habits. These are things that you can do and change. We then want to talk about the habit of charging monthly. Every time you get on a call, you just default to monthly. You're not going to bring enough money into your business if you keep charging monthly. You need to be charging for an outcome of coaching. If that person's result's going to take 21 weeks, if that person's result's going to take 3 months, if that person's result's going to take 12 months, then you've got to charge people for that outcome. As a result of that, you start valuing the full customer journey. That means when you sell the full customer journey. The business starts making more revenue. The business has more committed clients. The clients end up getting better results because they commit to the full journey. They then start referring more people that will pay up front. As a result of that, the business will generate more income. And the final thing to focus on is prioritizing work as a habit, not education. I always need to be focused on my clients, That means that you're waking up in the morning, you're going straight in to client work. You're prioritizing customer service. Now, customer service, as you know so well with me, is incredibly important. But if you're not learning and implementing the habit of education, I get up, first thing I get up, bang, podcast, and it's learning. It's empowering my mind with something new every single morning. It stimulates my ability to create and progress and be inspired by other people. Was it something I found easy? No. Is it something that I just said, I'm going to do that every single day? If I listen to an audiobook, if I read, it's something that inspires my brain with new knowledge. Now, if that's business, entrepreneurship, money, making money, building a business, my brain is filled with that as a priority as part of the day. So what then happens? I'm listening to people that are successful. I'm being inspired by that. And I go, great. Next thing I've got to do is look at my data, look at my figures, make sure that I'm on track. And the next thing I've got to think of is if I'm going to hit my financial targets, how much do we have to charge upfront to bring in that amount of cash every single week? Am I leaning towards habits that are growth focused or am I leaning towards habits that are stagnation focused? You need to ask yourself, am I prioritizing and putting the habit of always going to see somebody on a particular day in every single week that is taking away from my business growing? More than likely. Is that person complementing or complicating where I want to get to? Is it a habit? Is it just getting into the habit of doing these things over and over again? In order to progress, you know, this is a episode, a video specifically about how to make more money. And the funny thing is, if you want to make more money, it has to become an intentional habit to focus on the thing that you want the most. Let me just sidetrack slightly and say that if you want to build a better physique, if you've got the habit of meeting your friends for burger and chips every Saturday, it's not going to happen. If you are doing that, and then that's leading to drinks with your friends, and then overindulging, and then spending all the time away from being at home, not getting to the gym, that one habit of going to see your friends on a Saturday afternoon, which always leads into a few drinks, which always leads to a late night, which means that you don't train that well the day after, that one habit that's always in there that you know is causing a problem has to be stopped so that you can achieve a better physique. Look at the habits that your clients do on a day-to-day basis. And if you look at the coaching that you do with your clients, it's the habits that they do that are not conducive to the body that they want. So you're constantly working on with the lifestyle habits that they need to change. You see, the things that you value the highest are the things that you do and you place ahead of priority. The things that you value the least are the things you don't put any attention on. So at the moment, if your life is being complicated by habits that aren't aligned to the thing that you value, you'll only be frustrated every single day. Realign your habits, you'll realign your bank account, you'll realign the amount of money that the business is bringing in every single day. So focus on your business data as opposed to client progression first thing in the morning. Start keeping an eye on your pricing structure and driving your prices up. Prioritize charging monthly. Spend more time with people that are progressing, and prioritize your education, not just your work. And when you move those habits around, you will find that the intention to make more money will come back to you. Now, if you found this episode helpful, please click like and subscribe. If you want our help in building a better relationship with money, building the foundations of your business, scaling your online coaching business, you want to learn how we can help you, click the link in the description. If you want any help and you are following me on social media, on Instagram, MarkColesM10, then click the link in my bio. If you're listening on iTunes, I hope you found today helpful. And as always, anything you need from me, please, across any of my channels, drop me a message and I'll direct you to where we can help you. But for now, speak soon.